The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies. With Robert Ambrose in the orchestra and starring Nelson Eddy.
Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to college, joys we sail at break of day. Ay, ay, ay. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. Admiration of our nation, we're the finest ever seen, and we glory in the title of United States Marine.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. Honoring our Navy's victory in the Philippines, and by way of observing that next Friday is Navy Day, it's Anchors Away on the Electric Hour. Tonight, our crew includes Boatswain Frank Graham.
Boatswain Graham reporting for duty, sir.
Very well. Boatswain, pipe the ensign. Robert Armbruster.
Aye, aye, sir.
Robert Armbruster reporting for duty, Commodore.
Boatswain, pipe the lieutenant. Albert Hay Malott.
Aye, aye, sir.
Reporting for duty. Albert Hay Malott, sir.
Boatswain, pipe the wave. Gloria Scott.
Yeah, that's what I say. Pipe the wave.
Hey, you're supposed to whistle. You're supposed to use a whistle.
Oh, aye, aye, sir.
I don't recall the face, but the whistle is familiar.
Well, don't you remember me, Gloria? I'm Frank.
I'll be Frank, too. There's no reason she should. Welcome back, Gloria. Nice to have you with us again.
Nice of you to ask me, Nelson.
Not at all. This is a command performance. We've had so many nice letters from our listeners saying they wanted to hear you sing again, we didn't dare put it off any longer.
That's wonderful of them. I'm so thrilled, I don't know how to thank everybody.
Oh, that's easy. Sing for them.
Well, I'm ready as Nelson is.
You know me. I'll sing at the drop of a downbeat.
Well, then what are we waiting for?
An introduction.
Well, haven't you two met yet?
Miss Scott, this is Mr. Reddy.
Frank, introduce the song.
Gloria Scott and Nelson Eddy sing two lovely songs from Franz Lehár's operetta, Count of Luxembourg. The song, Say Not Love is a Dream, and Are You Going to Dance?
Say not that home.
Next one is on Bob Ambruster and the orchestra. And from the looks of the title, it's a French importation. How about that, Bob?
Well, everybody who took basic French in high school will remember it. Built around a little nursery song called Frère Jacques.
Oh, that's the one that goes, Frère Jacques, dormez-vous, dormez-vous.
That's it, with Sonnez la Mattina and three of the darndest ding-dongs you ever tried to pronounce.
Well, we don't have to try, which is probably a relief to French teachers all over the country. And now it's Bob Ambruster and the orchestra playing a fantasy based on the charming French rondo, Frère Jacques. Started this series of programs, I told you that I used to be a reporter and that I keep an eye out for any human interest stories that might happen along. Well, anything we hear these days about our men on the fighting front is of real interest. So when I heard that an old friend of mine, composer Albert Hay Malotte, had recently returned from a trip overseas, I invited him to drop over to the Electric Hour and tell us something about it. Ladies and gentlemen, Albert Hay Malotte.
Good evening.
And just to complete the picture, Albert, I'd better add that you were with a USO unit entertaining our troops and bases and outposts in the Southwest Pacific.
That's right, Nelson. We flew over 23,000 miles, and in all that distance, there was just one accident.
Nothing serious, I hope.
On the contrary, it was quite serious. I broke the stem of my favorite pipe.
Well, aside from the broken briar, Albert, what was your outstanding impression of the trip?
Several things impressed me, Frank. For example, different climates. It was July when we were in Sydney, Australia, and it was freezing cold.
Freezing cold?
Yes, they have winter in July down there.
Well, what happens in January?
They have summer.
Hey, that's good. They have cool weather during the hot months and hot weather during the cool months.
Well, from winter in Sydney, we flew north to the tropics.
North to the tropics. Look, one of us must have kicked the wrong rudder around here someplace.
I'll have a talk with this boy later, Albert. You were telling us your impressions of the trip.
My impression of the tropics is one of bugs, mud, and heat, and wet. And out of that comes my most unforgettable impression, the memory of our fighting men themselves.
Well, having been overseas myself, I think I understand how you feel, Albert. They're a wonderful bunch.
I'll never forget them. It was a real privilege to entertain them, Nelson.
What sort of entertainment do they like, Mr. Malotte?
All types, Gloria.
Yeah, blondes, brunettes, redheads, anything.
Yes, and music in any form seems to be a special favorite. Wherever they go, American soldiers carry the songs they love with them. This was brought home to me in a very personal way.
How was that?
Well, we'd been doing a show at a jungle outpost, and afterward, men who'd been sitting in the mud and rain came up around the piano for an old-fashioned sing fest. In the midst of it, several boys came forward with music they wanted me to autograph. Copies of my own songs, like the 23rd Psalm, the Lord's Prayer, Song of the Open Road, and others. It sounds unbelievable, but it happened several times during the trip.
I'll believe it.
Albert, I suppose the GIs asked you for everything from swing to symphony.
Yes, they did, Bob. They even liked it when I sang.
They even liked it when I played the piano. What did you sing for them, Albert?
Oh, a little song of mine about a sissy bull that isn't mad at anybody and doesn't want to fight.
It sounds like Ferdinand.
Right, Frank. You know, I wrote Ferdinand the Bull in 30 minutes. Afterward, a lot of my friends asked me why it took so long. Anyway, here it is. Now, there once was a bull. A magnificent bull. In the pasture near old Barcelona, he would romp and he'd play. Through the flowers all day. Till he'd smell just like old Barcelona. He was gentle and kind, and his mood refined, which the rest of the bulls all resented. For when he'd start to move, in a moment or two, he'd have all the cows discontented. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the bull with a delicate ego. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the heifers all call him amigo. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he'd curtsy and greet them politely. Now he knew how to tango and dance the fandango, but he didn't want to fight. Woo-woo! Now there once was a bee, a magnificent bee, who was feeling so chock-full of vigor that he got out of hand and he stung Ferdinand with his sharp little thingamajigger. Ferdinand was so hurt, he was pawing the dirt, when a bold picador chanced to bite him. Ah, the picador cried, as a matter of pride, I'll get my stiletto and fight him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he smiled when the picador faced him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he winked and the picador chased him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he viewed the occasion so lightly. When the picador missed him, my Ferdinand just kissed him, for he didn't want a fight. Woo, woo!
That's great, Albert. Great. I'll bet the troops demanded an encore.
Well, those men can take it, Albert.
Yeah.
I'd ask them what they'd like to hear next, and the enlisted men would yell for Boogie Woogie. Then the commanding officer would send up a request for Beethoven.
Well, that's the spot to be in. Certainly is. What could you do about it?
Well, not very much I could do except play this selection.
Frank Graham would like to tell you about his friend, Sally.
Well, my neighbor, Mr. Jones, has a daughter, Sally, 15 years old. Sally has seen a lot of change in her lifetime, improvements in her standard of living. And when you find yourself talking about improvement and standard of living, you find yourself sooner or later talking about electricity. Sally Jones is too young to realize it, but few changes have contributed so much to her well-being, comfort, and convenience as reliable electric service and the various new electrical appliances that have been developed in the last generation. Sally's radio was one of these appliances. So was her family's electric refrigerator, the electric clock, toaster, range, or whatever. Yes, Mr. Jones and his 15-year-old daughter have seen a lot of improvement. And while their standard of living has been going up, the price of their electricity has actually been coming down. Today, they're getting just about twice the electricity they were getting 15 years ago for about the same money. Although Mr. Jones' electric bills may be a little higher than they were when Sally was born, they represent miracles and benefits hardly dreamed of 15 years ago.
Here's one of Albert Hay Malott's songs I always enjoy singing.
The Song of the Open Road. It'll be a pleasure to hear you sing it, Elton. The last man I listened to didn't do it justice.
Well, who is that, Albert?
Albert Hay Malott. I think that's one of the songs I sang for the boys overseas. First time I announced I'd sing Song of the Open Road, I thought the boys would ask, is this trip necessary?
It probably was a lot better than you imagined.
Well, I warned them ahead of time by saying I had a typical composer's voice, and I always sang the song with apologies to my good friend, Nelson Eddy.
Well, now Nelson Eddy sings it with apologies to his good old friend, Albert Hay Malott. Song of the Open Road. What in the world could be so sweet as the thundering clatter of horses in the fall of the open road? Let me live and never worry about tomorrow. Why ever worry about tomorrow? For tomorrow's another day. Let me love and then ride away. Life is short, they say, and maybe for me, so let me be free. I'm on the road to anywhere. Let me travel on with no more load and no more care, just my checked bag of arms. I'll let the blue sky above the top of my head. Why should I want to travel then? Don't let me travel and my son of the road, the long, long road, the song of the open road.
Nelson Eddy will be back in a moment to tell you about next week's show. Hosts for the Electric Hour at the same time each week are 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community, but they've joined to bring you this friendly music and these friendly thoughts about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational.
Again. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra, Frank Graham, Gloria Scott, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. May have a surprise or two for you, and we hope you'll come along. Looks like it might be fun. Until next Wednesday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you. Good night.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.